Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, welcome along. It's the penultimate Full Throttle podcast of the 2021 World Superbike season for Monday, the 22nd of November. Greg Haynes with you, James Whittam is with us as well. We will have one more podcast coming up next week, hopefully with a nice surprise for everybody. So listen out for that one next week as we move towards December. James, we've just gone off air. It's been an incredible season and a quite sensational end to the proceedings in Indonesia. You just couldn't have scripted the last race, the way it all panned out with the rain. But first of all, we can only focus on one man. We have a new world champion.
Yeah, and a deserved one. Toprak Raz Gatlioglu has been exceptional this year. But not just him. The fight between him and Jonathan Rea has been unbelievable. It's been brilliant. He's brought the best out in the pair of them. Toprak's really he's settled in with that team. He's not made any mistakes. And for his part, Jonathan Rea, I feel, has had to try so hard on a bike that isn't just quite as good as the Yamaha in the round. I think it's good some places. I think the Yamaha is probably better more places. And I think for that reason, Jonathan's had to ride really hard. I've never seen a rider be able to override a motorcycle and push too hard on it and get away with it as much as Jonathan has, and I don't think anybody else could have done it.
We're just watching Dorna's season montage play out on our screens here in the commentary box as we record this podcast. There's been so many things to look out for, haven't there, this year? The fact we've had Scott Redding proposing to JC on the podium at Most, so many close finishes decided by less than a second. All manufacturers apart from one have won races. We've had legends like Davis and Haslam and Sykes bowing out, at least for now, from the championship. But the racing, James, it's been brutal at times. It's brought some controversy along the way as well, but just incredible racing.
Yep, there's been a little bit of kind of needle, but also at the same time, a lot of respect from Toprak and from Jonathan. I just couldn't fault what's gone on this year. It's been a brilliant season to be involved with, and nice to see it finish. So I'm not going to say amicably, but with so much fun. Jonathan was magnanimous in defeat and was really complimentary towards Toprak, who, remember, was his teammate, and he showed him the ropes. You know, used to trail him around circuits and give him advice, and I'm sure Jonathan wouldn't begrudge him, and he didn't begrudge him his first world championship. And they both say, and it's lucky for us, they're going to be back in this championship next year, both with the same teams and both really determined to win the championship for themselves next year. It'll be lovely to see Jonathan fighting just as hard. He said that they've got to make improvements to the bike. I think that would echo what I feel. Also, James Hayden and James Toseland think exactly the same. They think that the Kawasaki needs a little bit of development. They were a little bit unlucky this year with the Kawasaki. They couldn't run the extra 500 revs that the road bike had been homologated with. It was deemed to be a sidestepping of the rules by the organisers, so they weren't allowed the 500 revs. I think that would have made a little bit of difference. But a brilliant championship.
Where do we go now then from here after the season?
Well, I know where I'm going.
New chip. Literally.
Huddersfield.
Literally, yeah. That's a long trip back, isn't it?
Yep.
But where do we go from here with Toprak having won the championship by just 13 points in the end from Jonathan Rea? Scott Redding was 63 behind as Locatelli edges out Michael Rinaldi for fourth and fifth places. Garrett Gerloff wins the Independence. Axel Bassani taken out of that last race. Contact with Michael van der Maart, but it was really Toprak who roughed him up. Yamaha, though, James, they've won the riders. They've won the Manufacturers' Championship, the Teams' Championship. But it's not just the riders here in World Superbikes, is it? It's MotoGP with Fabio Quartararo, yep. Jake Gagnier in Moto America, Taz yep. McKenzie, of course, in BSB,
yep.
Japanese Championship, MXGP. It really is the year of Yamaha. It is absolutely unbelievable.
Absolutely the year of Yamaha. It is, yeah. Every championship they've raced in, they've won most of them. It's been a brilliant year for them, yep.
Right, let's have a quick listen in to the riders after that race. First of all, of course, we have to start with the top three of that last race of the season. The winner, Jonathan Rea, doing the double. Scott Redding just missing out on what would have been a last race win for Ducati. And Michael van der Maart, his 40th career podium.
Wow, Jonathan, that was literally unbelievable. Just what was that like?
It was brilliant. What good fun, eh? The track has so much grip in the wet and... yeah, I wanted to put my head down at the start, but Toprak had the same idea, Scott had the same idea, so it was like, okay, it's the battle of us three, and oh man, I got in front, I thought, oh, Scott was actually doing a good job, you know, he was really fast in sector three, and then I could see where he was fast. When I went to the front, then I tried to improve in that sector, not to give him a sniff. But the penultimate lap, I made such a big mistake in the last corner. I went in, tucked the front a little. And then I went under the white line on the exit, lost all my drive, and he came past. And I said, no. And yeah, the last lap was last lap. Last race of the championship. You know, I wanted it. And just so happy. You know, maximised our points today. Fulfilled our intentions, you know, to win races. Didn't look like it on Friday morning, to be honest, but we're here. So, honestly, a massive congratulations again to Toprak and his team. They won the year, and very impressive, very well deserved. But looking forward to go home now, see my family, have a bit of a break, and then focus on 22 because we go testing in December. So, try to improve, put some pressure on Kawasaki, and come back swinging next year.
You've done brilliantly, Jonathan. Well done.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Scott, that was absolutely unreal. Considering we didn't even think we were going to get a race until about 5 minutes before you left, that was incredible. Well done.
Yeah, to be honest, I just wanted to put on a big show because there's a lot of people around the world staying up so late just to see the last race of the year. It was a 12-lap dash. We've done no wet laps. It was just commit and see what happens, and we was overtaken. Really close racing. I thought, let's have a go in the last. I was completely out of control, I'll be honest. But, you know, this is what it's been like this year, so I think it's great to finish the season on a great race like that, and I enjoyed it. It was fun. We was pulling, we was mixing, and that's it. I've had a great year. Team's been amazing. A bit emotional really because I'm going to miss a lot of them, but been great. So thank you very much. Thanks guys, everyone staying up.
Thanks for the entertainment, Scott. Well done.
Thanks mate.
Mikey, what a ride. Well done mate.
Yeah, really awesome race. We saw already that the track had a lot of grip with the slicks in the rain, and you know, I felt it was my time, you know, when it was wet. I had an okay start, but I was just smart the first couple of corners. But to be honest, the best thing I enjoyed this race was the battle with Toprak. Now, we had a really nice and fair battle, and yeah, really, really happy. Well deserved to the Papayama guys, because you know, I had some relations with them in the past, and we all worked really hard. So I want to congratulate them on this fantastic title. And but yeah, at the end of the day, today I beat them.
Cracking job, Mikey. What a mate.
Thank you.
Yeah, what a happy top three, and typical of the 21 season actually to see three different manufacturers on the podium in the last race. The track, James, phenomenal. Bit of criticism in the way it was done and the way some of the residents, they say, were evicted from needing to...
Yeah, I mean, overall, the track's been fantastic. It's an absolutely fantastic job they've done. Brand new circuit, brand new surface, therefore, brand new infrastructure. A place where there wasn't anything before. There wasn't an older circuit they've developed. This was a brand new greenfield site, and it's been just brilliant. The shape of the circuit's been good. The surface has been good. The safety aspect has been really good. There's been no issues whatsoever, and it's been brilliant. Not only that, the shape of the circuit seems to lend itself to fantastically close racing. Loads of overtaking opportunities. Didn't seem to favour any bike over any of the others. I think it's just been exceptional. The only criticism I would say, and it's only a little point really, if you're going to run a world championship meeting in a monsoon climate region, run it when it's not the monsoon rainy season. I would say, but that said, it's not just as easy at the moment because of COVID restrictions, and maybe it had to be that weekend. It couldn't have been any earlier this year because it wouldn't have been finished, remember. Maybe if they'd given him an earlier slot in the first place, they could have aimed to get it finished for early in the year. But that said, it's been a brilliant meeting and a brilliant circuit.
Let's listen in, though, to our new champion of 2021. Bit of a short podcast today, by the way, but we'll be back with a bit of a special next week. But your champion is the 25-year-old Toprak Razgatioglu.
Toprak, you're the 2021 World Superbike champion. How do you feel?
I don't know, but I champion now, but I don't know now. And but for me, very, very strong race because front tire destroyed right side. I fighting for second position and I'm really happy. And, you know, my dream this season, this champion, and for my father, my dad, because he's not possible to see because he's die. And for me, a very special day. And thanks to Kenan. And thanks to my family, because every day with me, every day we are together. And thank you, and everybody in Indonesia, people and world, thank you very much.
Just describe the feeling in the race, Toprak.
The corner 15, are you from...
At the start of the race, on the sighting lap, you had a massive moment, and you had another massive moment in turn 15. You must have been a bag of nerves.
I'm very scared because front sliding, and after I try come back again. And but we are here. Incredible day for me. Thank you very much.
Hey, next year, number one plate?
We don't know. We check. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Toprak.
Yeah, he's just a phenomenal guy, isn't he, James?
Yeah.
He just never seems to...
Never gets flustered, never seems to feel the pressure.
He's made no mistakes in races this year.
More than that, and whether this has just been, let's say, he's had a bit of luck running with him this year, but he's not made any mistakes on track. He's made tiny mistakes where he's run a bit wide, but when I mean a mistake, I mean he's not thrown it down the road. He's been off the bike twice. The first time at Assen, when his teammate, well, his fellow Yamaha rider, Gerloff, went up the inside at turn one, and then when a front mud guard came detached and went under his front wheel, and he went down the road at Portimao, and apart from that, not dropped the ball once, and that's incredible when you're going as quick and pushing as hard as he is.
Just seen a replay as well for the first time of what happened to Michael Rinaldi this afternoon. Quite a big high side, actually, coming around the right-handers towards the middle part of the lap. But Locatelli gets fourth in the championship. Independence honours go to Garrett Gerloff. And a quick word before we sign off, James, from, as I say, a bit of a shorter podcast this week. But three real stars of World Superbikes, Leon Haslam, Tom Sykes and Chas Davis. It's all over.
Yeah, as far as their full-time World Superbike careers go, yes, it's all over. Going through them then, Chas Davis, what a career. I mean, what a career. You know the stats, but they're very impressive. And he's a former World Supersport champ. I mean, he can look back with exceptional pride on his time in the World Superbike paddock. And he's an intelligent, nice fella, and he's hardworking, so no worries for him. Whatever he does, he'll be good at it. I am absolutely certain. Leon Haslam, you can't see Leon Haslam retiring from racing for a long, long time because he just loves it. He's looking at rides in British Superbike or even World Endurance, and you can see Leon riding till he's 50 or 55. You know, his dad went on racing when he when he left the sort of big time British Championship. He bought a 250 and did some 250 racing in the UK. Did Ron just because he liked doing it, and I think Leon's going to be the same. Had a brilliant career as Leon. If he does end up back in British Superbikes, he will be an asset to that championship. And I'm sure he'll be a front runner. And then Tom Sykes, we don't really know what Tom's going to be doing. There's word that he may be going to Moto America to race in the US or back in BSB. And again, Tom, what has he got to look back on that he can't be proud about? Yeah. Nothing. He's had a cracking career, former world champ, and still... For mine, but they're all still quick blokes. But Tom, especially, if he's got grip, he's going to be quick.
Yeah, all champions in their own right, of course. Tom Sykes, like you say, world champion in 2013. Leon Haslam, the British Superbike champion before he came back to World Supers. Chas Davis World Super Sport Champion 10 years ago. And, of course, significantly, James, the only Briton to have actually won the historic Daytona 200 as well.
Yep, he spent a lot of time racing in the States in his formative racing years and on a 250 at Motor Grand Prix as well. Like I say, all three really good fellas. And, nothing to be ashamed of there.
James, thanks very much. As we say, it's a bit of a shorter podcast. Sorry it's been a bit short, everyone, this week, but we've got a real tight turnaround to get out of here. But we'll be back. We'll be back with a Skype podcast and hopefully some rather special guests. Whit will be with us. That's one special guest already then. But James, for now, pleasure again, as always.
Hey, Greg, you have a good Christmas.
Yeah, I'll speak to you next week anyway for the podcast.
All right, mate, yeah.
Speak to you all soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.